We are back. Stormy Mitchell along with Garth Holden. Earlier action tonight was all Ravenwood as they took on Centennial and won easily. Garth didn't even get the final score. What was the final score in the girls' game, Butcher?
64-16.
Yes. 64-16, all Ravenwood. All boys come up tune up here in just a minute, 47 seconds. It'll be a pretty good ball game tonight. The Raptors are fighting for position. The Cougars pretty well entrenched in third place. But right now, the Cougars are fighting. They're fighting to get out of sixth place. Garth, at one time they lost 8 ball games by a grand total combined 20 points.
Who'd you just say? The
Ravenwood.
Ravenwood, yeah.
I mean, they went into a stretch there where they just, bless their hearts, it was just not, it was just one of those things. Last Tuesday night, regular game of the season. As a reminder, we're going to do Coach's Corner tomorrow night. Terry Merrill will have Josh and Kerry Goodwin at Trouts. They're going to do Coach's Corner early because we have NASCAR on Thursday night. Friday night, we'll have a play-in game, and we'll let you know what that will be. And as a reminder, we will have basketball all day Saturday. For the Cougars, former Gateway Player of the Week, Trey Carlton, number 0 off the bench, also number 1, Patrick Garrett. For the Cougars, also for the Cougars, number 20, Ben Brown, big forward, big good-looking kid. Also, Dusty Williams, number 23, and last but not least, is number 31, Andrew Ellison, Jr., 6'2", 200-pound. Cougars solely in third place. North, they've got it wrapped up regardless how this game comes out. And they are, as you stated earlier, they are going to be a very tough matchup for anybody due to their athleticism, speed, and ability to play defense.
Best defensive team in the league, in my opinion.
Amen, without a shadow of a doubt. While the Raptors are coming out tonight at home white, first one out is Trevor Andrews, sophomore guard, number 22. Also will be number 5 for the Raptors. Rex Gaynor is also a guard, junior guard, excellent shooter guard. Here's most Mr. Multi-purpose, multifaceted, number 30, Reagan Carlson. He's a senior, lone senior. Also number 12, Chase Siebert. My bad, he's also a senior. Chase Siebert is number 12. And the Gateway Player of the Week this week, 6'8", Sterling Craig, senior guard. Tell us about his week he had.
Double figures both nights. I don't remember off the top of my head. I think he averaged 16 points. In the two games, both wins came up big both nights, both with block and rebound, as well as scoring in the paint. So
we've seen improvement out of this young man.
Well, it's all about effort with him. I mean, the young man got God-given height. The rest, you just got to have heart, and you got to want it. And if he does that, he can be one of the better ones in the league. There's no doubt about that.
Dusty Williams at 6'3", just out jump 6'9". Sterling Craig, the Cougars have the ball. Cougars tonight in black. Ben Brown goes up and Sterling Craig tomahawks it. Cougars in those new travel uniforms. They're all black with Carolina blue trim and numerals. Raptors in home white, red numerals, trimmed in black. Round the line, out of the bucket. Giant Coach Pete Froden to our right in khaki slacks tonight. Also, white zip-up.
We already have our first substitution coming in.
Alex Wall, AWOL, the senior. What a leader he is. And they are, what a smile. He gets pretty good. Sub comes off and he's smiling.
Andrew Ellison
had a big smile on his defensive purpose. They won a full-court press. And Alex Wall is going to get Chase Siebert, and we knew that was going to be a good matchup. Alex Wall guard anybody in this league. What a fine young man he is. Multi-purpose athlete, football, basketball, track. Also has a 4.4 GPA. Ball movement. Andrew's got it down the left wing for the Raptors. Backdoor cut. Siebert on the cut. He left Dusty Williams in the dust and scores off the left wing. Bank shot. We're tied at 2. Round out to Garrett. Garrett's a good 3-point shooter from the corner. Stolen by Carlson. Here come the Raptors. 7-minute mark. Gainer up and scores. Didn't shoot a knuckleball with that layup that time. I mean, when he takes a 3-pointer, it ends up being that way. Brown from 3.
Wow.
Downtown Brown. My goodness, Garth. He sat back at the 3-point line. Reached Glover range and drills a 3. The center showing his mouth and his presence with authority.
Shot with a lot of confidence.
Man, no hesitation. Pull the trigger, knock it down. Cross the guard by Williams. That will be a mismatch. Craig goes up. Ball stolen. Picks his pocket as Garrett goes down the right wing. Inside
good
look.
Pass.
Beautiful no-look pass to Dusty Williams as he slices through. Look at the smile of Williams.
Wow.
What a slice. Carlton is picked up. Andrews out front. That's a mismatch in favor of Centennial. Carlton's ever so quick. And it's so Dusty Williams picks a pocket. Runs out of bounds into the bench. He said something to his fans behind him. They all laughed. I couldn't read what he was saying, but they loved it.
There's no telling.
Yeah, we probably not. But we can repeat. And it's stolen. Isaiah Poore, quickest man in the league, goes up off the glass and scores. full court press, and Centennial will, you'll wake up dreaming a nightmare seeing nothing but Cougars tonight. Looks like there's eight on the floor when they're so quick. 9-4 is our score. Raptors going to have a hard time. And guess what? Kaufman picks his pocket, goes in, left-handed. Oh, wow. Williams almost dunks it. Craig gets a rebound.
You know who that was above the rim?
Wow, nice. Go ahead, Gaynor.
Gaynor hit the three there. That was Isaiah Poor up above the rim.
A foot above the rim.
That was Isaiah Poor.
6'1", maybe. He is so quick. He might be the fastest player in the league. Balls. Give and go to Kaufman. Now over his top shoulder.
35. Garrett Justice started early on this season, but he's been out with an injury. He's got wrists taped up.
Yeah, he broke his wrist. He's been out, but he stayed in basketball shape with good running, and he's an excellent shooter. Uses the taped up hand to knock it out of bounds. I mean, look at the intensity of Coach Frode.
No doubt. I mean, he never looks happy.
No. Well, I've seen him on the golf course now. 5 second call. The Cougars with such intense pressure, not allowing the Raptors to get the ball inbound. 9-7 is our score, 5 minute mark. First quarter, North Bolden Gateway Tire. General manager over there where I got all my tires the last 24 years, 22 sets.
We appreciate you, Stormy.
Well, I appreciate you guys. I know I'm riding in comfort and safety. Great service at Gateway. Here come the Raptors across the...
That's a whoa.
And they did a little do-si-do dance. Neither one of them went to dance class. You could tell by the way he moved, but Craig draws a foul, and Garrett said, wait, I'm sorry.
I've never seen that before.
First time for everything here at Ravenwood.
Had him hooked, and he spun and made the shot, but they didn't count it.
I thought it was good, but they didn't give it to him right.
Oh,
and
man.
Guess what? Williams on the steal.
Foul.
And Reagan Carlson tackles him at midfield. Carlson played defensive line and offensive line for the Raptors. They're going to miss him. He's the only offensive line player that's not coming back next year.
Ravenwood football is going to be good.
They're going
next
to be
year.
Great. Brian Garcia back at quarterback.
Their line is tough.
Luke Schaus, defensive line, 6'11".
Number 9, that big tight end they have.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the wow. Nice move that time. The Cougars flew by. Reagan Carlson held his breath, let him fly by, and we're tied at 9 to 4 minute mark, 4:30 mark. Cougars had a couple turnovers. Here's Carlson drive on the baseline. He draws a foul. Now, earlier, Garth, the whistle's only called 4 fouls in the girls' game. Could have been 40, but I think they were in a hurry to eat dinner.
They wanted a break, and then they've come out with these whistles this game. This game's being officiated more like a game should be.
Yeah, well, it's charging call on Patrick Garrett. Centennial faithful call it a flop. Ravenwood trying to get the ball in bounds in the Cougars' court. Full court pressing as usual. 3, 4, 5. Barely get into Carlson. Seaver gets it in. Seaver's a nice player. Average 16, 18 points a ball game. He's got to get his guard, but the Raptors don't have anyone else. Guess who sees it? Isaiah Poor. Going in for the dunk. He does not dunk it, but he hangs on the rim for a sec. Cougars back up 11-9. What quickness out of Isaiah Poor. Nick Dang's in, number 20. Expect to see him start, but he's off the bench first for the Cougars. Also, Houston Chapman's in. Backdoor cut to Carlson. He's in the paint, goes up softly. No good. Houston slaps the rebound out. Gets it, and a Cougar steps on the line. It will be Raptor ball. 3:45 to go. 11-9 our score. Pete Broden might be in the top 5 most intense men I've ever met in my entire life.
He definitely shows his emotions on the sidelines, that's for sure.
Chapman goes up blocked by Ben Brown, who's grown about an extra inch this year. 6'7", balls over to Carlson. Puts off floater, can't get it to go. Brown gets his rebound and goes up and draws a foul. Pete Broden, if you want to watch his team play defense, it creates offense. Look at the dictionary, Centennial team pictures there. So the line is Ben Brown. He's up 6'7" now. Garth Kidd's really blossoming.
Just sophomore, too.
He is just a sophomore. Played a lot as a freshman. Made a free throw.
He's got a good look shot.
Sure does.
Got
6 of 12. Eye in the bucket. Toes on the line. Flexing the knees. Pulls the trigger. And we jinxed it.
Yep, you sure did. Good job, Tommy.
Hey, he shot a brick up there. He's in the bricklayer's union after that shot. 12-9 to score. Nick Dane guarded by Trey Carlson. Ball scored pass. Almost threw the bleachers. Safe. Siebert draws the baseline drive. Marley kicks it out. Dane's way out front, reloading at the 3 minute mark. Cougars 12-9 is our score. Isaiah Poole, Nick Dane, that's a good matchup. Dane on the drive. Wow. And like Roger Miller said, dang me, what a shot. And they call walking on Trey Carlton. Gaynor takes the charge, but they call walking instead. 12-11 is our score, Goss. A lot of intensity on the floor tonight.
Yeah, there is. I'm impressed with Ravenwood's intensity right now, coming out and causing some turnovers themselves on Centennial.
That's true.
their defensive effort's really good.
Big Dane down the left wing. Nice pick by Scrag. Gateway player of the week, number 50, 6'8", maybe 6'9". Knuckleball shot by Gaynor. Knuckleball is bottom. All of a sudden from three-point basket, Raptors up 14-12. Williams from the corner. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Saved by Ellison.
Oh, whoa, boy.
Oh, man. He came down hard. That's Sterling Craig, and he turned a complete flip. Trey Collins about to check back in for the Cougars. And Craig gets up rather gingerly. Garth, I'm just glad that was.
He is lucky he didn't break his back right there.
Back, neck. He's coming out of the ball game, and that just scared me to death.
You're right. He did a complete flip and landed on his flat. Landed on his back.
It had been a quarter of an inch the other way, he would have hit on his neck. Here comes Carlton with drive. Kicks it out. Three-pointer. No good. Ellison misses. Top of the key. Here comes Raptors. Gainer on the drive, and he bounces off his foot out of bounds. Yeah, when a player gets out of bounds like that, it just takes your breath away. Isaiah Poor coming right back in. Less than a 10-second break.
Well, that was a power. That's what the power of a pump fake. What that was. Got Craig off his seat and long for the ride.
Well, it turned out to where the Cougars didn't score, so it turned out to be a pretty good foul. Give and go to Ellison. Kissed it softly and scored. We're tied at 14.
Man, that was a great pass.
And you know what? We're seeing something, right? Solon, Dusty Williams on the steal. And you know what we're seeing out of Raywood that we haven't seen all year long? Transition.
Yeah, they're moving the ball up and down the floor quicker than they have all season, which is encouraging, again, going into the tournament. That's what you want to see. But I tell you what, this dang kid right here.
They're so quick.
He protects the basketball, too.
Kicks it out front, back to Gaynor down the left wing. Buck 30 to go. Ball's in the corner, back to Andrews. And Pete Froden is screaming instructions to his defenders. Ellison's going to pick him up for 5 seconds. And he did get a 5 second. Andrews out just lollygagging back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Ellison's hanging tight.
He's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I can't stand to watch Gar dribble and go nowhere.
Yep, and that's exactly what he's doing. That's why you get the turnover. Ellison was on him like glue. All right. My son's listening tonight with King Wesley King Mitchell. Trey Carlton got the roll. Gateway player of the week 2 weeks ago. Trey Carlton, excellent football player, defensive end, running back. This kid is multifaceted also for the Cougars.
Told me he wasn't going to play football anymore. He's going to focus on basketball.
Nice shot by Gaynor. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Ellison, poor across the timeline. He is just so fast. Hard to keep up with. Ellison's got it down the left wing, out front. Gives it to Carlton. Kicks it out in the wing. Poor float. Back rim. Saved by Ellison.
Uh-oh. Trey Carlton is hurt over on the sideline.
Shot. No good. Rebound.
I think he took a knee in the wrong area.
And he's called timeout. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Patrick Garrett about to check back in for the Cougars. Right from 22 seconds. He may not get in before the quarter's out. Carlton can barely move. It's obvious. Yeah, he got tattooed. 12 seconds. Cougars up 16-14. Dang out front with left-hand dribble. Going to the left. Baseline drive to Gaynor. Got
it.
Timing is everything. Rex Gaynor from three-point land. Puts the Raptors up 17-6. We need 1 minute here on Sports on AM 9.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Jewett Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, tire service, and more. They service both foreign and domestic cars. The ASE-certified techs at Puitt Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Puitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service, 112 Alpha Drive.
This aquarium is awesome, Ima Jean. Here, lean in and let's pose for a selfie by the shark tank.
I don't like the look of those sharks, Cooter. They're staring at us like we're lunch.
Never mind them, Ima Jean. Here, lean in closer. You won't be in the picture.
Careful, Cooter. Don't put all your weight on the glass.
Say cheese, Ima Jean.
Look out, Cooter.
For emergency glass service, Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court, 615-790-1977.
Momentum's right now, the Raptors side. And if you're listening earlier, you heard Crystal King play her song, Momentum. We're going to hear that again later tonight. She's working the board for us there. Studio A tomorrow night. She'll be at the old school on Brothers Parkway between 7 and 8 p.m. Do yourself a favor. If you don't have plans at church or family dinner time, go over there and enjoy watching her sing. Crystal, you know I get 20% of all proceeds. You do know that. Just kidding.
We knew there was something behind
you
all
knew
that.
There was a catch. 17-16, Raptors in lead. William goes up, draws a foul, scores a bucket. He's going to the line for three. 19-16 is our score. Well, 18-16 is the score. Raptors trailing by one. Is Carlton back in guard? No, he's not. He's
taking a little breather.
He's down here. He can't sit down. Yeah, he's coming back. Trey Carlton looks real happy right now. He's a tough man. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound. Seeper pulls it down for the Raptors. 7:20 mark. Trailing one. Seeper drives in the lane, kicks it out. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound. AWOL. Garrett quickly across the timeline. Dusty Williams from downtown three. Can't get it to go. Snyder on the foul. Be number four. He's checked in for the Raptors.
31.
Correction. Ellison, my bad. Isaiah Poor back in for Dusty Williams. Patrick Garrett out, and Trey Carlton, number zero, back in. He seemed to have regained his breath. We all had our breath knocked out like that, haven't we, Ross?
Yes.
And you can't talk. And you can't talk about it. Dang, across the timeline, as he's mugged at midcourt, it's not called. Seeper for downtown. Rebound, Ellison. Oh, whoa, boy. And Garrett Justice does not like the call, and he is livid. They called a clear out on Patrick. Garrett Justice, my bad. Let's say he disagreed would be an understatement.
Yes. Somewhere else would have teed him up with that disagreement.
That's true. Raptors get the ball back. Snyder pulls up his dribble right in front of the Centennial bench at 6:50 mark. Secret's double teamed. Gets it to Dang. And there's a collision. Poor knocks him to the ground. Ferry, Sportsman Light. Picks him back up.
He knows he's coming out.
I mean, it's like almost one position in, one possession out. Is that it?
That's hard on a player. I'm sorry, Pete Froden, you're a good coach, but I totally disagree with that. And
you need momentum. You need some rhythm.
Two possessions, you're in. Two possessions, you're out. Come on now.
No rhythm. Snyder pulls up his dribble again. That's 5 seconds.
That's five seconds. Great defense on Dusty Williams.
And Snyder has a bad habit of pulling up his dribble, and at 5'6", if you're guarded by somebody 6'3", I can speak from experience.
He's not 5'6".
He's 5'5", maybe. You pull up your dribble, you're D-E-A-D dead. Ball's in. Ellison kicks it out smartly to Carlton. They called it. Nice basket. Ellison used the glass smartly. His body is protection. Nails it. 2017 is our score.
Told me if Centennial can avoid the turnovers, they can beat anybody.
I agree. Wow. Sleeper. Hop, skip, jump. Can't get it to go. Oh, nice pass. And the Justice can't get it to go. He's off balance. Coming back from an injury, still a little out of kilter there. Ball's turned over. Brown's coming back in. I swear he's grown an inch this last time we saw him, Garth. Kid 6'7", good looking kid. Tall, only a sophomore. Got a warning on Patrick Whitlock.
What was the warning on? Just the talking to the ref?
I don't know what he said. I can't hear it. I just heard him. Oh, Patrick was screaming. It was a foul, and they didn't call it. 5:30 to go. 2017 is our score. Cougars in the lead. Williams drives in. They're going to call blocking. Whoa.
Wow.
Reagan Carlson took the hit of the year. He's the toughest kid out there. He's the only one who could have gotten up from that. And he's thinking, you know, I don't have any pads on.
Now, that one right there would and should get Patrick questioning.
Well, he's shaking his head.
Dusty Williams was clearly out of control and, come in there.
Ran over Reagan Carlson. Patrick Whitlock is where his dad's listening in Memphis, Larry. I'm just going to tell you right now, the son is not happy.
That's true.
Raptors taking it in. They're under the Cougar basket, trailing 2017. The Cougars, Garth, to stay in the tournament, going to have to go with that one quarter where they don't score the 2 points. They have that about every third game. Dang on the drive. We're impressive kid off the bench, just a sophomore.
Stormy, didn't Coach Whitlock's dad say they moved here to Spring Hill?
They're in the process of moving. They haven't closed yet. He may be here tonight.
Snyder, good for them getting to be here.
Snyder walked and draw. Seeper on the drive. He draws the fouls. He runs over Ben Brown. Brown's called for the block. That same official guard, same official call. He calls it both ways.
Certainly does.
He's consistent. I didn't agree with either one of them, but he calls it the same way. So if he's consistent, that's all we ask for. 5 minutes to go. Before halftime, 20-19 is our score. Stay tuned at halftime. Crystal King's going to play again. Momentum. Seeper converts. We're tied at 20. 5 minutes to go. Cross timeline. Cougars going from white to left on your radio dial in black uniforms tonight with Carolina blue numerals and trim. Kind of a real subtle look. Into brown. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Uh-oh. Dusty Williams is hurt. Williams is hurt. He's laying out and they can't call timeout.
Mr. King.
They can't call timeout. It's 5-on-4. Seeper hits a three-pointer. And Dusty Williams I mean, and the training staff, Garth, that's either a hip or I'm just hoping it's not broken. And he is writhing in pain. Let's do this.
And they're calling for Froden to get down there, and he's not going down there.
All right, let's do this. Crystal, we're going to go ahead and take it back for 1 minute, just in case. We're not going to talk about this. 1 minute here on AM 950.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM 950.
Back, there's a pall that's come over the crowd here at Ravenwood. Centennial player Dusty Williams, Garth, I don't know if it was quad muscle.
It's too early to tell. I mean, they took him straight back to the training room. I saw him going into the training room back there.
But
he
couldn't straight his leg out, put no pressure on it. Ball's inbound to Ben Brown. He scores, converts. Cooter's still got to play, but Dusty Williams, he's kind of their go-to guy. He's kind of the spiritual leader on the floor, the best defensive player. Great rebounder. They're going to hope he's not hurt. Hope it's nothing egregious. Shot on from the corner. Can't get a fall. Rebound, fall four, stolen, AWOL. AWOL pulls it up out of the pile for the Cougars, stolen away from Garrett. Back rim, AWOL on the rebound, fight for it, gets his own rebound, draws a foul. The multi-purpose player, Alex Walls, tight end, defensive end, and off the bench, number three forward for the Cougars, going to the line, trailing 22-23 to the Raptors. He also has a 4.4 GPA, we're tied at 23. 4.4 GPA, Garth. That's up here in your range, wasn't it?
I didn't even know how to spell that.
You can't even spell GPA, could you?
Nope.
Same way. Tied at 23, 3.45 to go. AWOL makes them both. Cool to the other side of the pillow.
Dusty Williams out. There's your young man that's going to step up.
Right. I mean, in the gap, defensively and offensively. Seaver across the timeline, about AWOL is almost as fast as Williams, but he's not as long. Isaiah Porter has Gaynor. Backdoor cut, can't get it to go. Off balance, rebound, Carlton. Got a man open, saw floater. Got it, Carlton. Pulls the string, 26-23 to 3-10 mark.
It's been a good first half.
Sure has. Well played. Very few mistakes. Snyder pulls up his dribble. Again, Garth. Backdoor cut. Nice give and go for the Raptors. Gabe Leonard on the give and go, and he draws a foul. That foul's on Isaiah Poor. That four times Snyder has pulled up his dribble, guard. And Patrick Whitlock is having that discussion with him.
Well, I mean.
And Leonard convert.
If he was a freshman or a sophomore, you could see it. But he's a junior, so come on. You got to do better than that, young man.
Already played in the JV game earlier tonight. Leonard's on the bucket for the second one. Missed it. Rebound, Carlton. Seems to be a resounding repetition tonight. Carlton, rebound, rebound, rebound. Drives in, soft floater, short. And the Cougars faithful called for a foul. They can get it. Nider on the drive up. Charging on Nider out of control. You don't leave your seat.
I'm gonna go after this. If you're gonna wear shoes that are gonna be recognized to that point of what he's wearing, you better be able to play to the extreme that those shoes say, shout out, look at me.
Well, it's fluorescent orange.
That ain't fluorescent orange. That's fluorescent peak.
Well, both. Well, it's kind of a fluorescent coral. And I don't have a color chart to argue with you. But if they're fluorescent something, and he called walking. Seaver does get called for walking. Alex Wall putting a little D on him. He's got 2:30 to go before halftime, 26-24. That's a coral. But they do stand out rather.
Well, I mean, they do. And then you're going to make boneheaded plays.
Yeah, they get fouls called on you. Got to blend in. Here come the Cougars up two, 2:20 to go. Isaiah Poor cut off by Nick Dane.
Good defense.
Yes, Raptors are in a 2-3 zone. Carlton drives in, cut out to the corner to right wing. Inside,
man.
Backed up. Off the glass, Ben Brown. Excellent possession. Used the glass, kissed it softly.
He's having a fantastic night, Storm. He's got 10.
He's a possible candidate for Gateway Player of the Week. This kind of number.
No,
20.
We're done.
We are?
Yeah, we're done. Last week was the last week for Player of the Week. Our next announcement will be Player of the Year.
Seeper on the drive, ball's loose, kicked out of bounds. Good defense by the Cougars inside the paint, the 140 mark. down to Niner, down to left wing to Dane. Dane gets it in, tries to get it inside. On the drive, a Siepert cut off, saw floater. He's cold tonight. Look at AWOL. Rebound. Cougars, here they come. Pork is called for the charging. And
Uh-oh, here comes your lookalike.
Uh-oh. Ooh-wee. Number three, Grant Sargent, junior, 5'8", 140.
Not a hair out of place.
My hair was blonder than that.
He's got highlights there in the side, Sherman.
I tell you what, he looks like he's about 8th grade, but he sure can shoot. 120 to go, 28-24. Dane across timeline quickly for the Raptors. Their transition is much better. Gainer for three. Rimmed out. Brown, position. Can't get the rebound. Sargent saves it out of bounds. They're fighting for it. Official calls something, and Pete Frode questioned his intelligence, ability, and call. And he gives the ball to the Raptors. Pete Frode is going, great. Caesars goes. What kind of call was that? Raptors get it in with 110 to go. Down four. Well-played ball game here, Wood tonight. Chapman's got it out top of the key to Niner down the right wing. Kicks it in the corner, cross court. Gainer's open. Catch!
Whoa!
He's got that 3-point knuckleball.
He's got 14.
Lasered in. 28-27 is our score. He's got over half of the Raptors' points at 45 seconds to go before halftime. Carlton on the drive goes in. Chapman gets a block, but Ben Brown comes out of nowhere, grabs a rebound, stuffs it in. 30-27. Brown's had, he's got 12 of 30, under 30 seconds. Here comes Snyder across the timeline, picked up by Sargent. Cougars in the traditional man-to-man. We're at 20 seconds. Siepert picks it up, and the foul is called on Trey Carlton, and he said, Mr. F, really? Really? He goes, really, Mr. F? 15 seconds left. 1-1 to the line. Nick Dane going to the line. Chance to get it within, both of them in bonus. 1-1, get a chance to get the one. Good. 28 for the Raptors, 30 for the Cougars, 15 seconds go. Tune in tomorrow night, Crowds Barbecue, different night. Dang makes the boat within one. Garth, what a ball game.
Got a dandy right here. This is good.
This is why we picked it. We're under 12. Calls across timeline, left wing to Garrett, top of the key to Awol. Six, Garrett for three. Set back on the way. No good. Rebound. Raptors, one. And we've had a doozy first half. Centennial, 30. Ravenwood, 29. I'm sure there's some concern on the look of the Centennial. Centennial coaches, is Dusty Williams still in the locker room? We'll get a report for you. Garth got the totals.
Yes, sir, I do. For the Ravenwood Raptors, at the half, led by Rex Gaynor with 14, Chase Siebert with 8, Gabe Leonard with 1, Nick Dang with 4, Reagan Carlson with 2, 29 points for the Raptors at the half. For the Centennial Cougars, led by Ben Brown with 12, Dusty Williams with 4, Andrew Ellison with 4, Trey Carlton with 4, Isaiah Poor with 4, Alex Wall with 2, 30, 29 at the half, Centennial Cougars.
How many Cougars scored?
3, 4, 5, 6.
Hard to key on somebody when you got 6 players scoring.
Yeah, it sure is. It really is. I haven't seen them bring Dusty Williams out of the training room back there. You're right, Stormy. It is. I mean, they're so quick. They make good passes. That's what I'm saying. When they do things like that, they're so hard to defend. They can beat anybody. But, boy, when they get playing crazy with all those turnovers, they look horrible.
Turnovers are great. Name's Pillsbury. Last name's Pillsbury near the kitchen. But if it's basketball court or football, the coaches want to throw you out on your ear.
I can eat like the doughboy, that's for sure.
I've been, you know, they called me several times, wondering if I'd be the new spokesperson until I lost 26 pounds.
You would wear it well.
I would, but not anymore. Crystal, let's do this. Got your song queued up there, girl? All right, pull it up, take 1 minute break, and then pull out momentum, play that, and then that'll be and we'll come back in 7 minutes, okay? 7 minutes, and y'all stay tuned, Miss Crystal King. Momentum here on AM. That's it.
Hey, everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details, and in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, Present Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
Through the years, Sports, your hometown station, AM 950 WAKM, Franklin.
Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. Don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com.
Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com. Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
Williamson Herald, Williamson County's only locally owned and operated newspaper, publishes every Thursday, bringing you the county's local news, local government, sports, entertainment, human interest stories. If it's local to Williamson County, we are interested.
I'm sports editor Joe Williams. Not only do we cover local sports, we have fun with local sports, and it shows.
Call us at 790-6465. You can also go to our website at WilliamsonHerald.com and sign up for our free daily e-blast to receive daily breaking news. I am publisher Derby Jones, and I appreciate your business.
Have you ever thought we should really do something for that person? Trophy House Awards can make the recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. The Trophy House staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and the website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Well, we are back. 45 seconds. Good news is for Cougar faithful. Dusty Williams is back. He will not be playing. They said it just looks like a pulled muscle, but for us that have had pulled muscles, especially in the thigh and quad area, we do know that is a slow healing muscle, and what's kind of sad is the bottom line is tournament starts Friday, so not much time to heal up. In earlier action tonight, it was all Lady Raptors, big way, 64-16 over the Lady Cougars. 64-16, Lady Raptors are going to have third place all sewed up. We will find out who they play tomorrow. Jay Polis, athletic director at Dixon County, has a meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock with all the athletic directors. At Greystone, if it was a prettier day, a little warmer, I'd go over there and go play golf.
But I got it's not raining. We'll be all right.
Well, I'm looking forward to April, May, June, July, and August.
Oh,
Cougars up 30-29. Well played first half. A little scrum on the floor, a little turnover. It goes back to the Raptors.
You know, Ravenwood's done a good job of breaking this full-court pressure by Centennial.
Their transition game, Garth, has improved exponentially since the first. We saw them in November, and they couldn't get across the timeline.
Well, to me, I think they're a better basketball team with Nick Dang out at the point.
You hit the nail on the head. That's the key right there.
He distributes the ball well. He protects the ball well. Quick, good pass.
Taking a quick inside look to Reagan Carlson, he kisses off the glass and scores. Raptors up one, 31-30. Here come the Cougars. Carlton for three, couldn't get a go. Rebound, fall four. Sleeper comes up with it. Raptors in all white tonight. Red trim, red numerals. Cross court to Gainer for three, downtown. And he ran on the rim and drilled it. And he drills it. All of a sudden, 34-30, five quick points by the Raptors, took a quick lead. Cougars been known to come out slow. Garth had one of those quarters where they scored two points.
Oh, nice crossover.
Carlton short, gets his Ellison, tips out of bounds, goes back to Raptors. And right now, Centennial has not scored in a minute and a half. Five quick points by the Raptors. They try to get the ball inbounds. Full court press being employed by the Cougars. Cougars in all black tonight. Carolina blue trim. Nice looking their travel uniforms. We're at Ravenwood tonight. Decent crowd for Tuesday night. Last game of the year. Playoffs start this Friday. Sleeper for downtown three. Couldn't get it to go. Ellison rebound for the Cougars. Hands off to Carlson. Oh, goes up. Soft floater. No good. Out of control. Goes back to Gainer the other way. The Raptors. And Gainer's going to draw the foul. AWOL, better known as Alex Wall, commits the felony. 6 minutes to go. Third quarter. Garth, was there any other scores that happened to see on Twitter?
No, I looked earlier and I didn't see any. I'll look again here in a minute.
Okay.
I've got a customer texting me about a lift, so...
You're a smidgen distracted, as you should be.
Yeah, that pays bills.
Y'all take care of people 24/7 over there. Gainer missed a bash. He made the second one.
He was texting me last night at 10 o'clock and texting me again tonight.
Here come the Cougars. Ellison thought about the three inside the Brown. Tipped away smartly by Craig. Into Brown. Hook shot. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Skyhook.
Ben Brown's having the best game I've seen him play.
I mean, I'm looking at him going, wait, kid got a haircut and looks like a different man out there. Get in bounds. Try to get it to Craig. They can't get get it going. Stolen by AWOL. Here comes Garrett for three. Good. Step back. And he announced his presence with authority. Patrick Garrett, sophomore guard, 5'11", 155. Reagan Carlson almost has his pocket picked out from by Trey Carlson. Craig's got it way away from the basket. No threat up there. Inbounds pass to Carlson. Dolan goes up. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Cougars. Front rim. No good. Ben Brown goes up, and he's undercut. Foul's going to be called on Andrews. And Garth Brown came down in a very awkward position.
There's been several instances tonight. Woo! Some players could be severely injured with some of the falls and everything else, the way they've come down and so forth.
And it's one of the things you want to play a good game and not get injured. AWOL gets it down the right wing, smartly to Ellison. Left wing, Carlton, baseline jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound. Out of bounds. And Pete Foden went, no, wait, it was off him. And Sieber's smiling. He knows it was off him.
Stormy.
Sieber can't keep a straight face. He just look at it. He knows he tipped it out of bounds.
If I believe that in order to really go head-to-head against this Centennial team, I believe it wouldn't hurt Ravenwood to go more guard-heavy.
I agree.
You know,
because they turn it over again.
They do. And, I mean,
they got a couple guys in it, especially the paint, not great ball handlers.
So Charles Fulham is not texting tonight.
And speaking of bad ball handling, the ball tips off Patrick Garrett's hands out of bounds. Turnover Cougars. Pete Roden got his hole in his arms over there with not a look of happiness.
I'm not seeing anything from the Herald being texted tonight.
Well, people sleep on the wheel tonight.
Yeah, so I'm not sure who's covering the game.
Sterling Craig gets the inbounds pass. 4-minute mark. We're tied at 35. Well played game tonight. Ben Brown coming back in. Also,
here was a shocker.
Garrett Justice coming back in.
Indy Lady Eagles were leading Brentwood 31-23 at the half. That was
wow.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get WC Sports Conference.
Well, Indy has not played well down the stretch. I'm not in script with Brentwood. I neither boys or girls. I can't explain that. A lot of talent. Deeper on the drive, cut off by Carlson. 3-pointer on the way. Reagan Carlson. Carlson for three. Downtown. He didn't go that far on vacation. 38-35, 3:35 to go. Sergeant back in for the Cougars. Tour back in. Also number, we got to get Isaac Crakers in. Jack on the way. Carlson.
Carlson, right?
Yes, sir. We'll change one consonant. We'll get it right. 38-37. Raptors still up. 3 minutes to go. Third quarter. Backdoor cut. Ball goes out of bounds, and he goes back to the Cougars.
All right. So Dixon County defeated Summit Girls 60-50.
Wow, that's a pretty close game. Summit's playing good ball.
Correct. Let's see here.
Here come the Cougars. Poor on the floater. Now he gets a roll. 39-38. Put the butter on that roll. Nice basket.
Brentwood girls were leading 55-52 with a minute 29 to go a little while ago.
Craig's got it out top of the key. We'll get those at the break here in a minute. Backdoor cut. Carlton calls for the foul. And number 15 for the Raptors, Connor English, turned that he can't run. Turn that left leg. Patrick Wheelock says, stay there, rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine. English gets it out front. It's stolen by Craker. Back by, stolen again. And stolen again. I'm not repeating myself. I mean, it was back-to-back-to-back deals. I mean, it's like, no, I want it. No, you don't want it. I want it. He takes it. Whatever. Somebody take it.
So the Brentwood Lady Bruins held on to win 59-54.
Wow. Independence going to be a hard matchup.
They'll be the what? Seventh seed? Is that right?
Yes.
So they'll play two. They'll play Dixon County.
Here comes Dang driving into the paint. Picked up by Sargent. Coughlin's got Andrews. Andrews, soft floater. Draws a foul. Call for charging. And he raises his hand in disgust. Great acting out there, but the official was not looking his way. 39-38 with a 1:40 to go. Cougars up by slim 1 point. Carlton across the timeline. The Justice down the left wing. Craker sets a pick. Justice goes up, throws it out of bounds. Almost decapitates three parents on the front row. A little too exuberant on that pass. 39-38. Isaiah Poore checking back in for the Cougars. 1:30 to go. Staying across the timeline. inside to Craig off Carlton. And Garth, they're double teaming Sterling Craig, front and back, which you got to do. He's got about a 5-inch height advantage.
Well, I mean, he's not helping right now. He has no points.
Right.
That's why I was saying, Andrews hit the three.
Andrews, so that's payback for that bad call.
Three. But what I'm saying is just go guard heavy. Get that extra guard in there. Get your speed. Come up with something big.
Here comes the Raptors on the steal shot from Niter. No good, not even close. Dang on the drive.
They're
going to charge again. And he hit Isaac Craker, knocks him into the cheap seat close to the popcorn stand. Yeah, out of control. Mass sub coming in. Mass sub. Lit kind of, it's like a plate of spaghetti noodles. You just got to wait till it settles out and see who's on the floor.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Justice, Sergeant, Craker, and Justice again, and Wall for the Cougars. Okay, that took a minute. You know, Sergeant kid's got some good ball handling skills. Watch it. Backdoor cut to Wall, going right, kicks it back out, top of the free throw lane.
You're just saying that because he looks like you.
That's right. At Wall outside, Justice, good ball mover, 25 seconds. Cougars running the clock. Hey, Wall on the drive baseline. Just thought about it. Justice to Justice. And the timeout. Pete Froden with 15 seconds. 41-39. The Raptors up. They trail at halftime 30-29. It was Raptors 17-16 at the end of the first quarter. Garth, I'm telling you, this game has been a one-point differential the whole night.
It has. It's been a really fun basketball game to watch. At this point, it's anybody's ball game.
Very cleanly played for the most part. There was a little series there where it was he stole it, and he stole it back, and he stole it back, and he stole it back. It had me confused, but that doesn't take that much. 15 seconds left before the third end of the third quarter. 41-39, Raptors up. Reminder, tomorrow night, we're Slouch. Terry Merrill will be there with Josh and Kerry Goodwin, the Summit coaches. Wednesday night to Thursday, Coaches Corner here on AM950. Slouch Barbecue. Garth loves those barbecue nachos. Here comes Carlton, goes to his left, 8 seconds. Back to Ellison for three, back rim, can't get it to go. Craig rebounds, pulls it up, 2-1, shots on the way, almost made it. Raptors going to go up 41-39, end of three. We need 1 minute here on AM 950.
You might be typical, but you're part of something, an energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I meditate.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
Crystal King's on the board tonight doing a great job. She'll be tomorrow night at Losers, 7 to 8 p.m. on Carruthers. Do yourself a favor, go watch her sing tomorrow night. You will enjoy that old school, that's right, on Carruthers. Backdoor cut. Nice give and go. Dang on the cut. Slices through. As Roger Miller would say, dang me, what a shot. 43-39, Cougars trailing. Biggest lead of the night for the Raptors. Ground goes up. Craig gets the block. Ellison gets the rebound. Craig gets the block and the rebound. 7 minutes to go.
Brown has been quiet since the first half.
Nice drive by Andrews. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Kicks it out for Andrews from the corner. Back to back. Andrews from downtown, the sophomore. Grandson of Curry Andrews of Brentwood. All of a sudden, it's 7-point differential. The Cougars were close. They had the lead. Gets into Brown's spin. And Craig on the steal. Garth had three steals in the last three possessions for Sterling Craig for the Raptors. He is the Gateway Tire Player of the Week. Here come the Raptors. Dang has to go down the right wing. Gets it in to Craig. Ball goes out of bounds. Still Raptor balls. It tipped out by AWOL. Mismatch. AWOL at 6'1 trying to guard Sterling Craig at 6'9. Alex Lund, I know how you feel. Siepert gets the ball inbounds under his own basket. Gets it out front to Nick Dang, who's guarded by Isaiah Poor. Fall away. Shot out of control. No good. Rebound to Poor. Down court. Blocked. But hey, Ben Brown cleans up the mess. Gets the basket. Gets the Cougars within 5 at the 6-12 mark.
Well, they needed that.
Defense paid off. Carlton tries to cut off Dang. Timeout, Patrick Whitlock with 6:07 to go. 46-41. Garth. What do you need to do if you're Ravenwood to keep this five-point lead?
Well, protect the basketball against the tenacious Centennial defense for starters. You know that Centennial is going to forecourt press hard, so the guard's going to have to be extremely careful with the basketball. Continue the execution and, you know, to me, run that flex offense and make good cuts off of it, and you're going to have some open look because Centennial has a tendency to overplay you on defense. So if you make a good cut, a lot of times that quick second is there. You got to go. You got to trust when that V cut happens and you get that separation, the ball is there and you get to the basket. That's what's going to have to happen. I said this a little earlier. I know Sterling Craig has come up big, our Gateway Tire Player of the Week here in the last possession, but offensively he's not helping you out.
Right.
Get you some guards in there so you can spread the offense and, you know, protect the basketball a little bit better.
Cougars trailing 46-41. Raptors playing much better in the second half. Dane's leading up, and he threw it out of bounds.
They come and turn the basketball over.
Yeah, compliment them and look at each other like, thought you were going right. He goes, I thought you said left. Well, it's my right and your left. Same thing. Okay, turnover Cougars, 46-41.
It doesn't matter which way, it's just turnover.
He threw it out of bounds. Ben Brown's away out front. Sway Carlton had a good night so far. Carlton multifaceted for three.
That's
short.
All.
Foul should have been called. He got knocked to the floor. They didn't call it. Kicks to Carlton. Way out front, he stays in the timeline. Top of the key, right to foul line. Isaiah Porter drives left off floater, and it's knocked out of bounds, and he draws a foul.
Foul should be on Andrews. I believe that's his third.
He's also a lawyer because he was pleading his case. Going to be a
he ain't ever going to win that case.
No, that's for sure. 5:25 to go. Make some baskets while the clock is stopped. Poor does one. Within four.
No, Poor.
AWOL's about
seven.
To check back in.
Got 7 points, and he's typically known more for his defensive efforts.
That's right. Made them both. AWOL's back in the ball game for the Cougars. Isaiah Poor gave him a good series. Got some points. He's got 8 so far.
He does. Yeah, he got it in. They got it within 3.
Good grief.
There's that full court pressure I was talking about.
They get to Dang. He has no troubles breaking the press. Gainer's down the right wing. That's his spot. Don't let him set his feet. He'll take that shot. Dang's all over the floor down the left wing. This time gets it to Trevor Andrews, who's nailed back-to-back threes from the left wing. AWOL containing him, cutting him off. Don't let him go right or left. Gets deeper on the corner. Step back. Thought about three. Pushed off. They don't get it. Shot. Got a three-pointer. He's been quiet. That was a dam breaker. He needed that one. Shot the other way. Bad shot. AWOL takes a rare bad shot. 49-43, the 440 mark. Raptors had a way of giving some ball games away, Garth, in the fourth quarter.
That's a charge.
And they're going to call him for walking. That was just UGLY. Andrews is my bad. It was, yeah.
Well, Patrick's sitting there debating on what look to give. thank you, sitting there thinking, well, am I going to take a chance of getting teed up here, or am I just going to be quiet?
Carlton from three, can't get it to go. Sterling Craig gets some great defensive rebounds for the Raptors. I don't know if he's got any points, but he's on the board for steals and rebounds tonight. Things guarded by Carlton, top of the key. Brown picked up Sterling Craig outside. And it's stolen by Ellison, 2-on-1. Ellison can't get it to go. Nice defense. Gainer on the defense for the Raptors. Dang down the left wing. Quickly, the Raptors back. Cross court. Shot on the way from Andrews. In and out.
Boy, if that would have went in, it could have been a backbreaker right there.
That would have been a nail in the coffin to 3:33 mark. Ellison for three. Fight a 49-46. We're within three. We've got 3:27 to go. It's a full. Crystal, take 1 minute. We need a 1 minute here on AM 950.
This is Ashley Hill with Franklin Synergy Bank. We are very pleased to announce the grand opening of our newest location on Carruthers Crossing in the Cool Springs area at 5040 Carruthers Parkway, right next door to Lifetime Fitness. As always, our goal at Franklin Synergy is to serve the growing needs of the communities that we call home. To celebrate, we're hosting a grand opening breakfast on Friday, February the 15th from 8:30 to 10:30, and we hope to see all of you there. And don't forget to ask about our money market special, which is available at all Franklin Synergy Bank locations.
We've got a nail biter here in Ravenwood. We knew it would be. We saw this on the schedule. Circled it February the 12th, last regular season game of the year. Huge playoff implications for Ravenwood, not so much for Centennial. Centennial can lose. They do not lose third place position.
But this could be a huge win for Ravenwood.
Yes, sir. Momentum swing. Dusty Williams has not played. He pulled a muscle in a quad, looked like, in the second quarter. 3:25 to go. The Raptors up 49-46 under 3:20. they break the press. Oley Craig knocks down a player. They don't call it. Rebound goes up. AWOL rips it out of the air and coughing. And you know what? Cooper's going to get called for a technical.
No.
No, 5-0. I thought he was going to call Sieper for technical.
I did, too.
Because he was cool.
I really did.
He really questioned the integrity of the official at the other end of the floor. I thought, ooh, son, you better hold it. Hold that water. 49-46, 3 minutes to go. Cougars trailing by three. And the left wing is Trey Calston. Top key is just AWOL looking inside. Looking inside, gets it poor. Elston thought about three. Guarded way outside by Sieper. Poor down the left wing. Good ball moved by the Cougars. A down three with 2:40 to go. AWOL on the drive, pulls up Bartley. Great defense by Ravenwood guards. Great defense.
Yeah, very, very well played at the moment.
Calston, he drives left, switches hands, and foul is called. And the Ravenwood faithful are going, what? And Andrews gets called for the foul. And if look could kill, what a look. What a look he had on his face. Cougars taking it unbounds. That's only three fouls. And the ball is foul is called on the Raptors again. Going for the ball. Reagan Calston is biting his tongue. Looking the other way, the officials daring him to blink. There's the stare down on Carlson. I mean, Carlson, you ever seen an official staring him down like that before? I mean, he's daring him to say something. Look at Carlson. Reagan is about to explode.
Yeah, that official is sitting there just watching him like.
He's trying to bait him almost.
He really is.
Isaiah Poor steps to the line, very cool. Calmly makes the first free throw to get it within two. 49-47. Ellison and Carlson kind of had a smile. They knuckled each other and their opponents. That's good sportsmanship. And rebound. Poor pulls it out there, gets it on the rebound.
Teed him up.
They teed up Carlson. It was a matter of time.
Yeah, I really thought just a second ago that that ref was watching Carlson way too close. That he may should have taken him out.
Going to the line for the Cougars is number one, Patrick Garrett, trailing 49-47, and he makes the first one barely. Carthy almost fell in the lane. 2:24 to go. Got a chance tied right here. News could be a nail biter, and we are tied. Cougars get the ball after a technical on Reagan Carlson, who is coming out of the ball game. And the senior is a very – and we're going to call a timeout. Patrick Wedlock's trying to get – he said, God, I don't want to hear about it. The official blew him off. 30 seconds, guys. We're going to keep it here.
Yeah, I don't know what occurred right there, but that official wanted the player's name. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know that they have to give it.
Well, the official's getting a little talking to. Patrick got his hands on his hips, and he is expressing his opinion with great ferocity.
I mean, I am definitely not defending Carlson in that aspect of it.
But
what I'm saying is the technical had no bearing
on the play.
I agree. I mean, that was an official eyeing
Walker.
And watching Carlson trying to say, all right, young man, one line, I'm ready to tee you up. I should have teed you up while ago. Now I'm watching you. Now I'm baiting you.
Yep.
And
because the ball was out here by the midcourt.
You know what?
Carlson was on the baseline.
I'm going to call the official out on that because he was wrong.
No argument out of me because the play was right in front of me at the base, right here at the 10-second line. Well, turnover Cougars, dang across the timeline. We're tied at 49. It's been a nail biter all night. 2 minutes to go. Dang picks up his dribble. Andrews calls courts it to Siepert. Gainer gets it into Craig, who's not scored. Good pass. Dane's open for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound.
Oh, that's out on continual.
Wow, two Cougars were there.
Ellison
and Carlton ran into each other, kind of did almost a Three Stooges head knock and knocked it out of bounds. 1:50 to go, tied at 49. And Isaiah Poor picks his pocket, going the other way. Saw floater, can't get it to go, going to the line for two. Isaiah Poor is quick as a cat.
Is that?
What defense?
Now you see why
Reese Glover said
he was the best defender in the league.
He said he drives me crazy. His exact words were, he drives me crazy. And coming from Reese Glover, that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
Because Reese Glover's not intimidated by anybody. All right, we're tied at 49, 1:43 to go. Isaiah Porch, free throw line.
Oh,
short.
Man.
Cougar faithful groan. The Raptor faithful cheering. There's a bitter, sweet response from both sides of the stand. I in the second one. Made that one. one. And he's dogged himself for missing the first one. Timeout. Cougars with 1:43 to go. All right, if you're Pete Fodengarth, what are you telling your Cougars? We're up one. You've only got three fouls committed, nine for Raptors.
No backdoor cut. Keep your hand in the face of the shooters. Just lay within yourself. Don't overplay. Just play your man.
Right, I'll be devil's advocate on that point because they only had three fouls when Isaiah Poor overplayed out there. Was that because he had one to give or two to give?
No. It just
made a great play.
Just made a great play.
Okay. 1:43 to go. Cougars up 50-49. We've had a great night here tonight at Raywood. They always treat us well. Hospitality, great seat. Here come the Raptors across the timeline. Full court press been employed by the Cougars. We're down to 130. Raptors trailing one. Gaynor's got it down the right wing into Craig. Goes up strong.
Oh,
He can't buy one. He's American Express's foul's going to be called on Poor. Craig has got a 9-inch height advantage and can't get it to go. Ball's inbound. Zane's out front. 1:20 to go. Zane tries to drive. Timeout call, Patrick Whitlock. 1:15 to go. Timeout, Ravenwood. 50-49, Centennial. Little discombobulation out there mentally for Ravenwood. Would you say that was an understatement?
Yeah, it is. And once again, their lineup right now is just a little bit out of kilter. I'm not sure. I am really trying to figure out the entire referee situation tonight. These refs, they call three fouls in the first game
all night.
And now they've tried to take over a game when all Carlson did was just
Carlson, yeah.
Anger Carlson on the call, and then the ref baited him. I mean, I'm sorry.
He did.
Oh, good ball.
Sleeper goes up.
And it's in.
And he's going to get, and he scores. It's going to be a 3-point play if he makes a free throw.
Great play by the senior.
He's been quiet all night. Beautiful move that time. Tate Seifert drives through the lane, slices, dices, gets the basket to go. Up one with 1:07 to go. Up two. Raptors up 52-50. 67 seconds left. Cougars across the timeline. We're under a minute. Raptor faithful on their feet across the way. Elson for three.
Awesome.
Didn't get it to go. Rebound. Seifert rips it out of the air. Up two.
Better foul.
Got fouls to give. And they let him across the timeline. 45 seconds.
Just gave up 10 seconds. 15 seconds. Should have fouled.
I agree. They got that serval to give. Dane drives out front and timeout. Raptors with 36 seconds left on the clock. Fourth quarter action. Raptors 50. Two Cougars 50. Been a nail biter all night, Garth. I know you. If you're Coach Patrick Whitlock, Raywood secure the ball, but I would look. Are you gonna try to force it into Craig like you did last time?
No. I'd have your best free throw shooters on the floor right now.
Well, he's still gonna be on. He's gonna come out. So 36 seconds left. Crystal King on the board tonight. Tomorrow night she'll be at Old School from 7 to 8 o'clock. Songwriters night. She'll be playing for an hour. And she's got the momentum, right, girl?
Right.
There you go. Tomorrow night, not going to do that. Go to Coach's Corner at Stroud's Barbecue, a rare Wednesday night, because we've got NASCAR Thursday night. Okay, Ray would try to get the ball in bounds right in front of us. Up two, 50-40, 52-50. Say Seifert's got it down the right wing, backs it out, 26 seconds. Gaynor's got it, guard by Justice, drives to the right, picks up his dribble. Trevor Andrews kicks it back out front. It's almost stolen by Poor. We're at 20 seconds, and Poor's called for the foul. Almost had the steal. Good thing that was the other official. He would have got a technical for exuberant. That's five on Poor, 52-50, 19 seconds left. They've got.
Don't look at me. I'm not making subs.
That's five, Mr. Left. Yeah. Okay. Cougars try to put their defense. AWOL stand back at the free throw line. Trevor Andrews right in front of us. 19 seconds. Raptors try to get the ball in bounds. Get it to Chase Seifert. Next foul is 1-1. Elson. And the Cougar faithful behind us said it best. They didn't even touch it. He did?
No, he was harassing him, but he didn't touch it.
Going to the line, Chase Seifert to shoot a 1-1 with 15 seconds left. Up two.
This has the makings of being a really, really big win for Ravenwood. A statement win of the season for them, actually. And he missed it.
15 seconds left. Timeout, Pete Rhodes, 52-50. 13 seconds left. Cougars got a chance to tie it or win it. All right, your Centennial, what play do you call? Give me two plays.
I'd have to say.
Well, first of all, Ben Brown's coming back.
That's what I was going to say.
Baseline cut.
Screen and roll.
Yeah.
I would do a screen and roll with Trey. I'd do a two-man game with Trey Carlson and Ben Brown.
All right, I'm buying.
If Trey Carlson got the lane, take the drive, not there. Ben Brown coming off green. easy bucket.
Because Carlton has the ability, when he drives, most people drive, they lower their shoulder. He doesn't. He keeps his shoulder up, and he can pull up in the air and soft load it and let that soft loader hit his hat.
Well, he can, but sometimes he has a tendency to try to avoid getting fouled, and he goes in out of control.
Right.
Right off the bat, we see Ben Brown set up at the high, at the elbow. So it could clearly be a two-man game. I mean, as far as Carlson being the guard, Ben Brown being the post, sitting screen.
Carlson's got the ball inbound. He picked up 13 seconds. He picked it by Dang.
There's,
off the timeline.
There's your screen.
At 10.
There's your
He's
roll.
Going left. Back to Elson for three. He's on the way. He missed it. Rebound. Fall for it. And the foul called on the Cougars. And Ellison had the look wide open, but he couldn't get it. With 3 seconds left, going to the line is Gaynor to shoot a 1-1.
I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't either. The Raptor faithful are trying to draw a collective sigh of relief here, but it's not over. 3.6 seconds. Gaynor's had a good night. He's got how many points so far?
Gaynor has 18.
Timeout Cougars are going to make him think about it. 3.6 seconds. How shocked are you they took that three-pointer?
Well, I mean, Trey Carlton got cut off. It's good defense by Ravenwood.
Between Dang and Craig. Craig came out and really slowed him.
Yeah, I mean, they came off the screen really, really good. Ben Brown did the roll as I anticipated, but he wasn't open. So, I mean, realistically, besides turning the ball over, I guess that was the right pass to make.
And Ellison was open.
He
had the look.
He
just could just go down.
He was open. He just didn't. And Ellison has hit some shots tonight.
Yep.
So, I can't fault it.
Nope.
It was a good basketball play. Shot just didn't fall for him.
Happens a lot.
Well, that's true.
Woo! More than we'd like to admit. 3.6 seconds left. 52-50 is our score. Been a great night here at Ravenwood. It was all girls earlier for Ravenwood, 64-16. That was not that was expected. Centeno's rebuilding on the girls' side. To the line is Gaynor's got 18 points tonight, shooting a 1-1 with 3.5 seconds left. Cougars at the line. They got four men in the paint as opposed to two for Ravenwood. First shot is good. Gaynor's cools the other side of the pillow, gets a high five. Say super. That's not the nail in the coffin, but that's a hammer in the hand. That's the nail in the coffin. 54-50. Cougars don't take it inbounds. Only way they do is hit a three-point play and get fouled. AWOL across the timeline. They'll take the shot. It's on the way. And it's no good. Our
it
final.
Irrelevant anyway.
Our final, 54-50. Ravenwood back-to-back wins. And a rare smile from Patrick Whitlock, the coach for Ravenwood. I think we need to get him over here. Maybe we can get him over here.
We can get him over here. So I'll call out the scores while you're trying to get in for the Centennial Cougars, led by Ben Brown with 16, Andrew Ellison with 7, Dusty Williams with 4, Alex Wall with 2, Isaiah Poor with 10, Patrick Garrett with 5, Trey Carlton with 6, 50 points for the Cougars at the half, or at the end of the game. Coach, congratulations.
Well,
that was a big one.
Yeah, appreciate that. We might have earned ourselves a ticket to play them again on Friday night, depending on how some other things shake out. But, Centennial's the best team in the district right now. We played really well. We came out and competed. Our game plan was really simple because we know we might get them again on Friday. So, I'm ecstatic that kids went out and battled. Very proud of my team.
They played hard. So, I know you want to be with your team right now. Congratulations. Huge game out of Rex Gaynor tonight. 20 points. Knocked down a lot of threes. But, your effort tonight on defense was really good.
Yeah, that's the key. When we guard and keep Centennial to 50 points, that's pretty good effort right there. So,
you
got to keep them in front and that was our game plan. We were just going to come out and play straight up, and the kids executed it masterfully tonight, and I didn't get in the way. So that worked out well.
Well, congratulations. We thank you for stopping by and seeing us, and we may see you Friday night or definitely Saturday.
Sounds good. Hey, Dad. Hope you enjoyed that. See ya.
And a shout out to Dad Whitlock.
How about that? Larry's like that. His son had a rare smile on his face. You know, he's a good poker player, Garth.
He had a smile on his face, and he had a lot of pep in his step running across that floor to go congratulate his team.
Was that him running? I thought that was Superman flying.
That was him running. And, that was a huge win for this program. Best game of the season for them was just played tonight. They executed extremely well. They defensively, they were better tonight. They had fewer turnovers. And you know what? They were more physical. They were just flat more physical.
I said it early in the broadcast. I said it two or three times. We'll say it again. The transition game, because because of Dang, his speed, their execution breaking the press was better than I've seen in every game this year.
Well, he gives them an extra, you know, what I'm trying to say is
another threat.
He's another threat.
He's another level of speed.
But, you know, I know both teams kept it sort of vanilla because they could potentially face each other again Friday.
Which I think might happen. Would you like to go to Pensacola to watch that?
That'd be a good ball game right there. That'd be a great ball game, as a matter of fact. But my point being is this. Ben Brown for Centennial had 16 points on the night.
On the first half.
In the first half.
Yeah.
Why in the world did you set him in the majority of the second half?
I don't know unless he plays with Dusty Williams in a combination, and Williams was out. Other than I can't think of any other. I'm the last person that's going to ask him that question.
Well, I would ask him, and I really wouldn't care if he gave me a smart other remark, because point of the matter is there's some things tonight that you just, you know, and like I said, this was a vanilla game. It really was.
Explain that to our listeners. What do you mean by vanilla game?
Both, Patrick alluded to it, that you keep things simple. You don't want to overshow what you would do because you have the potential matchup
playing against Friday night. You know, they don't want to show all your cards.
So you don't want to show all your cards.
Very well
Neither
said.
Team wanted to do that. So, you know, with that being said, you know, it's one of those things. Now, another thing Patrick alluded to, Centennial is playing the best basketball right now in this district. However, Tuesday night, Dusty Williams may not be able to play Friday night.
I doubt it.
This team is a different team
without
Dusty Williams.
How much of an impact, and that was my next question, you read my mind, how much of an impact losing Dusty Williams, that takes them from a 3 seed to a 4 or 5 seed? I mean,
No, they're still not. They don't drop, in my opinion.
Okay.
They're still the top 3 teams. But what it does, they're vulnerable.
Right.
They're very vulnerable because Dusty Williams is a scorer, but Buddy,
his length on defense, he is just
terrific on defense.
He is a joy to watch play basketball with his exuberance, his defense, his encouragement, and when he gets to light it up.
Oh, he's got that quick release, and when he's on, he's one of the best in the league.
He's
as
fun
far
to
as
watch.
That goes.
He's fun to watch.
But I mean, I don't think they drop out of the top 3. I just think they're very vulnerable now. They can be beat because their depth completely changes.
But they got Garrett Just back, which is
he played in the place of Ben Brown a lot tonight. So I don't necessarily, other than, you know what, leading into the tournament tonight for Centennial really didn't matter one way or another.
Maybe it was giving him some playing time, and maybe Brown needed a rest. Maybe he's been ill. Who knows?
Well, you know, it's not our, I don't guess it's our place to question that, but, you know, there's a lot of smiles coming out of that locker room for Ravenwood. They deserve it. Both teams tonight coming out victorious. Once again, the crowd didn't show up. Student section wasn't here for Ravenwood tonight. That's disappointing. I hope they show up Friday night wherever they travel, because these young men and these young women need your support. So get out and support these teams. These young people deserve to have these fans in the stands cheering for them.
Garth, you did a great job tonight on the analysis. You were spot on, and we will have, as a reminder, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, not Thursday, tomorrow night, Terry Merrill will be at Stroud's with Josh and Kerry Goodwin, the coaches from Summit, boys and girls. He'll have a fun time over there. Enjoy the great food, fun, and fellowship at Stroud's Wednesday night. Thursday night, we have NASCAR. Thursday night is also Valentine's. You better have either taken them to the symphony, you better have already taken them to dinner, or you better have some roses, Garth.
You're such a kiss-up.
Thank you for
noticing. Good Lord.
Thank you for noticing. But that will be Valentine's night, Thursday night. And Friday night, we will let you know. Stay tuned to WA Camp. We'll let you know which game we're going to have. And it'll be a good one. For Crystal King, for Garth Bolin, this is Stormy Mitchell. And if you're a Centennial fan tonight, no doubt about it, it's been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night, and God bless.